Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. It is time for our fortnightly segment where we want to grow our marriage. So, who do we get in?
We've got the one and only Pastor Phileas from Kingdom City. Phil, how are you going?
Yep, going good, going really well, and excited to be here today. Looks like there's a storm brewing outside, and
yeah,
I love this weather. So
Me
nice.
Too.
Bring it on. But bring on the thunder and storms and rain.
You're a summer person.
Nah, I'm a winter person,
yeah,
mate. I love it.
You
I love
think
it.
You know someone.
That's why he's always in his cozy hoodie.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
It's so good. It's
Something
so
nice
good.
And cozy about it. Hey, I'm looking forward to today. We are going to be talking about building boundaries into our conflict communication.
Yes, that's right. That's right. This is such an important area when we're, especially when you're first married, when you're first starting your relationship and trying to identify how to actually navigate through a conflict. So let me just give you the background story of this in my own personal journey. So when Sue and I were first married, we had had more fights in our first 2 months than my parents had had in their first 22 years
wow.
that I'd been alive and in
wow.
their family. So it was like so intense, and we were probably a bit extreme or majorly extreme. And it's just a complete miracle that we were able to stay together, and God's grace helped us so much. But we had to actually figure out how to create boundaries in conflict and where we would go and where we wouldn't go. So, for example, we would talk about, you know, what type of conversation we were going to have. In other words, we needed to stay focused on what we were looking at. We needed to find some area of agreement, or we needed to work towards the highest good of the other person. So in those times, we had no sense of direction when we'd hit a conflict. We would just get upset, and it could go anywhere, and it did, and it got ugly, and we were exhausted. And so this idea comes out of a real need to create scaffolding around safe relationships and safe conversations that we can navigate through our issues.
How do we navigate this when, like, obviously right now, if there are people that are having conflict together and one person's hearing this and the other person isn't, is it a matter of going, hey, look, we just need to set healthy boundaries and sitting them down and having a chat? Or how do you know when the other person is ready to have this conversation?
Okay, so the number one thing we found was do not, and everyone hear what I'm saying, if you're listening today, do not try and solve your, put your boundaries in place when you're in a conflict. That's the worst time. You need the boundaries in place before you begin, because you're emotionally wound up, you're upset, you have all sorts of things going on in your head, and I can promise you most of those things are not good towards the other person.
So how do we get...
From experience.
How do we get to these boundaries? What does it look like? What do agreed boundaries look like?
Okay, so let's give you an example. So in our case, we were really loud, and I'm naturally a loud person. I barrack loudly at the footy. You know, I'm a loud, larger-than-life loud person. And I love that. But when it's in a conflict, that's not good. So one of the things we had to agree on was we're not going to shout over the top of each other. So when we were working out how we're going to negotiate conflict, we had to actually say we're going to manage our volume, and we're both committed to that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like, for example, Proverbs 15:1 says, if you respond gently when you are confronted, you'll diffuse the rage of another. Responding with sharp cutting words will only make it worse. So in other words, we wanted to try and put our faith into action and manage the volume of how we responded to each other to be able to draw out the anger, not inflame it.
And I can imagine that, because you got so excited about the thunder.
Yeah.
So I can just imagine if you're in an argument.
Passionate people. It's awesome to be passionate people, but you've got to manage that passion at the right time.
You touched on that first one, which is volume.
Yep.
Now, what else do you have for us?
Okay, so again, these are examples that we had to work on in the context of our marriage. So what I want to say to everybody today is you have a context. You have challenges which are the sore point, the broken point of what's breaking down your communication. So you have to identify that in your own personal world. But some of these things will be common to everyone. So number one was volume. Second thing we really had to agree on outside of the conflict, when we talked about how we were in conflict, we talked about our language. As soon as we would get into a serious conflict, this is what would happen to us. We would go from the issue to our marriage. And we started talking about, I'm sorry that I even got married to you. I'm sorry that this is never going to work. And we took what was a genuine issue and we're both upset about, and we then moved it into the smashing down of our entire relationship. And you've got to remember, when you're upset, things seem emotionally worse than they are. It's not a true reality. So the discipline of staying in keeping your language under control is massive. It's like you control your tongue, you control the rudder of a ship, and you control the direction of your life. So you've got to hold your language. Third thing is attitude. One of the things that we would experience is we would either blow up or clam up as a couple. And we had to talk about how we stop shutting down on each other when we're upset. Because what would happen is one or both would shut down, and then we're just picking at each other. We're not actually working through the conflict. We're just saying nasty things, or we're just biting each other. And so we had made an agreement. We will not shut down our spirit to each other. Won't shut down our heart. We will stay intentionally engaged to help each other get through that. And the last one is another example, is the ability to take time outs. So one of the great things that was a breakthrough for us was if things just get too intense, someone is too upset, they had the freedom to put the hand up and go, not the finger up, but the hand up and go, time out. That sounded wrong. But to put the hand and do the time out, say, I need time out. And that wasn't a cop out. It wasn't, I'm just walking off. But I just need to emotionally settle down, because right now I'm too upset to communicate well. And I don't want to ruin the ability to work through this with you. I'm committed to this marriage. I want us to get through this. But I need a time just to emotionally calm down. If you can allow me to do that. When we started doing that with each other, number one, it was a great sign of respect. Okay, we're not ready to solve this yet, but we want to get through it. And that care and that love and that respect and allowing time out. So those boundaries actually created scaffolding, and we made those away from any given conflict. So when we came back to it, we were agreed, this is what we're going to work on. We're going to work on our volume, our language, our attitude, and the ability to have a space if we're too overwhelmed.
I love that. These are such good practical tips to be able to, because when you are emotional, it is hard to kind of, it's easier to react rather than follow your boundaries. Totally. Have you got one final word of advice to leave us with?
Yeah, last thing to just say, in a conflict, manage your tone of voice. Your tone of voice doesn't communicate information. Your tone communicates emotion. That's what it does. And so if you allow your tone of voice to become angry or intensified or whatever, that's already starting to shipwreck your direction in the conversation. Tone of voice is massive. Manage that. Get help with tone of voice if you need it. Do whatever it takes, and you'll find that if you can manage that, you'll stay energized, and you'll find that the conflicts you have, you'll be able to resolve and get through and be able to give glory to God in your marriage.
Brilliant.
And if you need help, my wife can help you. She's great at telling me when I've got tone. Pastor Feliz from Kingdom City, thank you so much yet again. And if you missed any of this chat, you can re-listen to it online, 98five.com. But thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.